The following show is proudly made in the USA, but secretly owned by China and is motivated by oil interests in the Middle East. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
John Bolton is a kind of bureaucratic tapeworm. Try as you might, you can't expel him. He seems to live forever in the bowels of the federal agencies, periodically reemerging to cause pain and suffering. But critically, somehow never suffering himself. His life really is Washington in a nutshell. Blunder into obvious catastrophes again and again, refuse to admit blame, and then demand more of the same. That's the John Bolton life cycle. In between administration jobs are always cushy think tank posts, paid speaking gigs, cable news contracts. War may be a disaster for America, but for John Bolton and his fellow neocons, it is always good business.
Hi there. Welcome back. Last hour on the Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com, katedalyradio.com. And glad to have you. Got Uncle Milty here. You can weigh in, 888-673-1450. Welcome to you all around the country, Canada, Great Britain. Yes, we have a following in Great Britain. So glad to have you on board, too. Welcome, and so much to talk about and so much at stake, too, always. Always, it seems, that there's a lot at stake. Hi, Uncle Milty.
Hi.
Okay. I just kind of wanted to give you another take as well. Joel Skousen's take I was kind of wondering if Trump has a different kind of long game. I'm not quite sure because we're hearing things in the headlines, but he was actually saying is Trump falling for war with Iran? And we talked about this in the last hour, so I'm not going to redo the last hour. But you know, what's actually going on, and what do you think's going on? In some ways, getting a nuclear bomb would actually be a deterrent to if somebody can match even slightly your own firepower, maybe that's a deterrent that would actually bring some peace, actually. Who knows? But a lot of people don't agree with that. They think that Iran, if given the opportunity, will attack everyone around them, us. Who knows? That's the fear. That's what's put out in the press all the time. And I've had Joel on the show. I'll have him back very, very soon. But he said basically that are we looking at falling for it, or like we were even talking, Uncle Milty, like backing him in a corner. So there's certain moves mm-hmm. he has to make. So far, it's been thwarted, which I think that he was actually really set up for a war to go into. And so far, he hasn't done it.
Yeah.
And so you have to give him credit for not doing that. You have to give him credit where credit's due on that, at least. I know he's increased sanctions, which I don't know if I agree with that. But I also because that does provoke war. But at the same time, we still haven't demonstrated or doing an attack over there like it says we're going to, as far as what the deep state would actually like. So is he thwarting that deep state move? Who knows? I guess we'll find out, won't we? Not that we have a lot of say in it, but just putting our two cents out there. The Project Veritas video actually that actually was removed by Google. That's kind of interesting. Totally removed by Google. And they don't want anybody seeing that that Google has really kind of put their stakes in a war for propaganda. And they have decided, how thoughtful of them, that they're going to make decisions on what they think is fair for you to see and not see as control over the internet, for control over the internet. Mm-hmm. So they have actually created algorithms, and they did not want to see, they don't want anyone seeing that video. So they actually took that down. We also have people coming out of the woodwork, this woman in particular, claiming that she was attacked by Trump. How many years ago was this?
I'm not
He's
sure.
been president for 2 years. Where yeah. has she been? She's on the tail end of Me Too, I guess.
Well, it's the thing that I keep, and nobody's saying this.
Uh-huh.
Her book is about six powerful, wealthy men who tried to abuse her sexually. That's what her book's about. And so what does she do? She comes out, her book comes out, and she makes this accusation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gee, I'm fooled.
And it was in a dressing room where other people could have heard, or the attack, I thought, to me, it was really just a dig on Trump because it was calling it a 3-minute thing. And so people just, you know, they think rape is sexy. And so she just really hasn't bothered to mention it. I don't know anyone that talks about rape like that, but she does, apparently. And a little warped, mind you.
So you have, she's way
warped. So you have these things hitting headline news, and it's always interesting to me that somebody will go back in the Wayback Machine and you know, drum something up from decades ago, and I don't know, basically use that. And I guess there are some people that would fall for that. I can't imagine a lot of people falling for that, though. Can you?
I can imagine a whole lot of progressives falling for it.
Yeah.
It was in the mid-1990s supposedly
He's
happened.
Very well known, and knowing that he could be heard or seen doing this, client, you know.
That was the exciting part.
Going into a dressing room to attack her after she willingly wanted to try on lingerie for him to pick out for his honey. I mean, come on. These stories just get more and more ridiculous, and the people behind them more and more ridiculous. I don't understand it. But, you know, you'll consistently have these kind of stories. You know, I don't remember any stories about Obama. And women. I don't remember anything coming out. Do you?
Yeah, was he ever with a woman?
It's the question of the century. Yeah. I mean, honestly, do you remember any of that? No. No, you don't. No. All right. So there's that. And there was something else I wanted to bring up, too. It was basically talking about red pill. Have you been red pilled? Are you getting to the point where you're seeing what's really going on? And I thought this was great because I think, honestly, people are getting much better at this. And that is really cause for celebration that people are actually getting better at this. If you're listening to this show, it's because you're curious or you want to hear something different that's on every single talk show out there. And I actually agree with you. I would like to hear something different, too. And I would like to be able to look at things from different angles and things that even challenge me. And that's basically what this was saying. It was saying, look, we're at a place now where we are finally starting to see a pattern. We're finally, after how many decades, and we're finally starting to see that things that don't add up. And that we're getting to a point where we're welcoming a red pill. We're welcoming it. We're saying, okay, we're open. Tell us what you think. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
I love this. Love this. And how manipulated have you been and are you still? And I think that's a great question to ask ourselves. I ask myself that all the time. You know, is my brainwashing from years ago affecting this? And I want to know if it is. But I think we're getting better at diagnosing problems and looking at possibly who's behind it. And so having the lies be sort of intolerable, I hate that word tolerance, intolerable to us. And then of course being awakened to what's going on. And I'm happy to hear that more and more people are understanding that and seeing socialism in a way that where we understand, where we truly understand what's really going on here. I was looking at a string. John Stossel had a string of the left and all their promises. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about this yesterday with Pesta, Dr. Duke. And it's interesting how the promises and all of the things you're hearing are so anti-American. And here they're all running for president. And they seem to want to top each other for the most grandiose promise that they can make, curing cancer, Biden, you know, whatever they can promise you. And are people actually listening to the promises anymore?
No.
Knowing that they've been lied to so many times, are they actually listening? And what are we gauging that is it tribal, completely tribal? You're part of my tribe, so I'm going to vote for you?
No. And you know, it's interesting because this is one of the reasons that the support that the president's getting from the black community in this country is getting
really
stronger
changed.
And stronger.
Mm-hmm.
It's so strong that they're actually starting to try to do something about it. Joy Reid this weekend accused the president of treating black celebrities different than ordinary black people to try to divide them and split them into separate groups.
Okay.
So that's their argument now. Mm-hmm. The president's been divisive in the black community. So that's how come he's getting some support. You know, he's tricked them somehow.
Jeez.
I mean, it's absurd.
Yeah.
It's absolutely. Yeah. It's what it is. It has nothing to do with the black celebrities. They're mm-hmm. all against the president.
Mm-hmm.
It's the black everyday people that are saying, we're tired of these lies from the left.
Right,
we're just tired of it. And we're willing to give him a shot.
Yeah. Yeah. It's always curious to me, you know, listening to John Stockwell, who was ex-CIA, and he talked about Team A, Team B, and how the ones behind the curtain, the ones that actually run a lot of things that we've been trying to fight, you know, will put in Team A, Team B every 8 years. You know, it's funny because when you look at the last election, and I believe elections are rigged, by the way. With all the evidence that we have, and we do have a lot, they just don't want the American people to realize. But knowing that the majority of this country actually supports a conservative, and knowing that about every 8 years we get a rollicking lefty in office, and then we get, of course, the right guy who's willing to go along with the rollicking lefty, but in most cases, right? As we look at the last 100 years and how interesting it is that all of a sudden the demographic of the United States changes for an election, you know, to keep the sides warring. And I bring that up because I'm looking at all the ridiculous statements of the left, and I'm reminded once again how most people with common sense and a brain are going to look at that and roll their eyes. Free college, socialism, all of those things. Now we just have to get to the point where we see that some of the things on the right that we're doing are lending themselves to socialism too. But they're so brazen about it and so out there with it that it's comical now. We've gotten to a point where it's, man, the shows actually should be poking a lot of fun at this because they'd have a field day with this right now with all the promises the left is coming at and coming out with. And so, the demographics of this country don't change very much. But I do think the deep state takes that as an opportunity to switch, you know, switch back and forth, if you will, from Team A to Team B. Just an observation. But we'll come right back. We'll take your calls to What's On Your Mind, 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450. Be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Trailers for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes. But 2 hours of pushing broom buys an 8-12 four-bedroom. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road.
I wonder who will be king of the lefty road tonight after the debate. You were just asking me on break, am I going to watch that? And I don't think I can stomach watching them talk to each other, but I'm sure a lot of people will tune in just to hear what what's going to happen tonight. I would actually pay to see them discuss global warming and to actually put it out there that it's still coming after 50 years of saying that it was here, that it hasn't gotten here yet, but it is coming. I actually would love to play that as a revolving sound clip. Are you going to watch it?
I am. I think it's important to see
the communist palooza.
How ridiculous Perfect. They can make each other look.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
It'll give us a good idea, I think, of who's going to drop out now pretty quick. Because once they start tearing into each other in this debate,
mm-hmm.
and they have to do it.
Right.
I mean, nobody's going to win anything at the rate they're going. You know? So I think it's going to be real interesting to see who really has the backbone to stand behind what they're saying, or who bends, who bends with the
right.
wind in the debate? Because there's going to be a lot of wind
yeah,
in this debate
for sure. Are you gonna watch Commie Palooza? 888-673-1450. Give us your thoughts. I'd love to hear whether or not this is something that you have interest in listening to. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate. Hey, Uncle Milton.
Hi there.
Hey, just real quick, two things. Mm-hmm. One is, have you seen anything from Dr. Ben Carson since he was putting ahead there of the urban renewal?
Not a ton.
Anything?
Not a ton. We've interviewed him. I haven't.
You know, because we're coming into election year, and you know, we're talking about, does Trump have the black vote? Did he not have the black vote? Has he kept promises? Are things better for African Americans?
Mm-hmm.
I would have thought by now anything that Carson was doing that was noteworthy would have been all over the news constantly, with him making, he made more appearances during the campaign when he wasn't running anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, he's
doing now.
He's resigning, right? So that's coming to a head. So maybe not just because he's leaving. I don't know.
Yeah, but long before he's leaving here, you know, what have you heard the last 2 years? You know,
haven't.
So maybe.
I haven't heard a lot. And that's interesting. Yeah. Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to mention, if I may, you brought out something really interesting. We don't really need the oil from the Middle East. Mm-hmm. Then why do we have such a naval presence over there protecting shipping?
Great question.
Are we subsidizing Europe like we subsidize them with NATO from the Russians?
Yep.
Now we're subsidizing so that they can get what they trade. Our allies who are trading with our enemies over there, are we keeping the shipping open for them?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And if we just left, would like their more shipping go, would more go on with the Europeans or less? Are we really protecting or are we restricting? What are we doing over there?
Yeah, it is interesting, right? And was there a facility that Iran was using in Britain for capabilities, nuclear capabilities? And also, why did May suddenly leave? Is there something connected with that too? There's a lot of like inner little connections that I find kind of intriguing, actually. So.
One other little thing. This is just a little personal agenda of my own. I like ethanol. when you hear about ethanol not being cost effective without federal subsidies, how many naval ships protect your tanker of ethanol going across from Utah to the East Coast? You know, I mean, look at the naval presence have around the world protecting oil. That's a subsidy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Thanks. I love the points. Thank you. That was great.
Thank you.
That was great. You can call up 888-673-1450. I'd love to hear from you. Are you going to watch tonight? I'd love to hear if you're going to watch Commie Palooza, because it is interesting when very little brain cells get together to have a debate, what they're actually going to focus on. And you were reminding me, yeah, but there's some strategy in there. There's some things that we can learn from how the left operates. And you notice I'm excluding the right from this because you know that I think both have issues. But the left is particularly strange when it comes to the ideas that they espouse, because they're so steeped into communism to the point where they're so transparent about it. That's what I find more or less intriguing. You sent me something that I thought was really good. It was 6 conundrums of socialism in America. And this is what you'll hear tonight, right? America is capitalist and greedy, yet half the population is subsidized. Half the population is subsidized, yet think they're victims. They think they're victims, yet their representatives run the government. Their representatives run the government, yet the poor get poorer. The poor get poorer, yet they have things that the people in other countries only dream about. And they have things that people in other countries only dream about, yet they want America to be more like those countries.
Pretty ignorant.
It is. Oh, it is. Yes, it is. It is. And it's just, it's without history, without context, without common sense, and without... Yep. Without principle. And that's what, when you get into the leftist people running for presidency, you'll notice that everything goes to emotion and nothing to principle, because they can't. There isn't a way to do that with what they're espousing. So communism has failed so many times, yet this is what the platform that they stand on to sell us new ideas. And so what do? Switch the wording. It's democratic socialism. Mm-hmm. It's anything that they can reinvent to look like a pretty package. And it's lipstick on a pig. It's just a different shade.
That's why I think it's important to watch tonight, because there comes a point where you can't you can't put that lipstick on anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just have to come out and say it. Yeah. There's too many of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're going to have to put each other down mm-hmm. somehow.
Yep. I can't say that that's not the deal. I mean, you're going to hear ideas tonight that are going to placate the masses. You're going to hear free college, curing cancer, free snacks. I don't know, whatever they want to promise to you, see, on the backs of other people.
I don't think it's going to placate the masses. I think it's going to placate a whole lot of little special interest groups.
But they can't
bring them all together.
Yeah.
They're divided. They're really divided.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people who are really big on gun control,
mm-hmm.
you can't talk to them about housing issues.
Yeah.
They don't care. They're only interested in gun control.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. So you're going to hear a lot of promises, and you'll see the word free a lot because they won't say it's taxpayer funded. They hate that. They don't want you to actually look who's paying for it. They just want to be the promiser of promises. That's just such a more fun angle to be in charge of the promiser of promises. Doesn't matter how they get it done. It just matters that they're promising. And so that ought to be intriguing. But right now, you know, politics in general, you know, I always think about who's missing out of the picture. We haven't heard anything from Paul Ryan in a long time. He was raising money, wasn't he? He was raising an awful lot of money when he left. I don't know. Just I always think about who's not in our headlines, too, and who's just strangely silent right now. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
Like
I always
Obama.
Think of that. Yeah, I always think about that. I don't know why. It just always kind of intrigues me. You know, Kerry was off the radar for a couple of years and is cropping back up. And it's just something I think about sometimes. 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. A lot of people were sure that Paul Ryan was going to run.
Yeah.
I don't see anyone running against Trump.
A lot of people thought that Obama would have come out by now for Biden.
Mm-hmm.
But if you really think about it logically, who knows better than Obama that Biden's a moron? He was his vice president.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's true. That is so true. One thing that you're going to hear is that everything is a civil right tonight. And we've talked ad nauseum about the fact that they created a poor class in this country to have that poor class to talk about tonight. Because of the poor in America are nothing near what is starving or poor in another country. In America, this is a completely different situation. And we've had a lot of opportunity at our fingertips. And so they're going to tell you that everything is a right. Rent is a right. A house is a right. Food is a right. Your phone is a right. A car is a right. Whatever they want to say is a right. Even public transportation, it's a right. And so that ought to get very interesting tonight, as their headliners are probably going to be on every single thing that they can do. And I think with Sanders in particular, the argument there, you know, at the very concept of rights and basically ignorantly conflating those rights with goods and services. So we're going to hear a lot of the mashing up of that. And that's always intriguing how they go about it, because Sanders and others are that tonight are going to envision a government-funded system of hospitals, medical providers, educators, daycare workers, and instead of declaring a right of some to labor of the service providers themselves, this system declares a right to portion of the fruits of the labor of all those productive workers in the form of taxation to pay for such services. So it's going to get really interesting. Murray Rothbard wrote a book, 1982, called The Ethics of Liberty, and argued that moral and ethical laws must be universal and can hold true for all individuals regardless of time or place, because it's based on principle. It's not based on popularity of giving something away on the back of somebody else. And that's plunder. You're stealing from somebody to give to another. And so so he wrote the example of a supposed right to three meals a day. This is what he said. It's glaringly obvious that this is a fallacious natural law or natural rights theory, for there are innumerable times and places where it's physically impossible to provide three square meals for all, or even a majority of the population. And that applies to the provision of medical care and education with equal validity. And so he said the state's action of taxing the labor of workers workers to finance goods and services for others means the aggressor imposes his will over the natural property of another. He deprives the other man of his freedom of action and the full exercise of his natural self-ownership. So specifically, in order to be a universal right, must be a non-rivalrous. So something that is non-rivalrous when it's use by one individual does not limit the amount available for use by others. You're going to hear so much tonight them ignore this, tell you that you have a responsibility to the poor. He's so famous for that. You have a responsibility to give the do-nothings and the have-nothings, in his estimation on who those people are, everything that you have. And in a land of opportunity, you know, it'll be interesting because no one will point out the obvious and nobody will point out the ethics of liberty. But you'll hear this review of liberty in the context of you should want to do this. And if you don't want to do it, we'll force you. So that's what you're going to hear tonight in spades. So it always intrigues me. Each individual can enjoy their right of self-ownership and freedom of action while not limiting the exercise of others' rights. And rights is something that a Bernie Sanders could never have that conversation. It's everything he's against. Everything. He's not for any of this. This is what's steeped in principle, and what he's got is steeped on air, on nothing. And he'll sell it as a beautiful package by getting the audience to clap and clap and clap for the robbing of one to give to another. Mm-hmm. Now, if at the end of this meeting tonight, they asked everybody to open up their wallets and give out what was in their wallet to their neighbor, do you think that would happen? Nope. Nope. It'll never happen. Ever. 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 Yep. It's always good in theory. Never good when practiced, but always good in theory and gets a rousing applause. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
You hear the work bell ring. I march you to the table. You see the same old thing. Ain't no food upon the table.
You know, Bernie should play this tonight.
No,
really shore up his case. There ain't no food upon the table.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The Bernie special.
You get in trouble with the man.
Don't you think? I think. There we go.
Let the midnight special.
There we go.
Shine a light on me.
All right, welcome back. Yes, they're going to be. They're going to be debating tonight. They're gonna muster up the few brain cells that are left and try to have a nice talk over who's the bigger communist. It's gonna be really fun to watch as the Democratic Party has a debate. Anyway, good luck with that one. Also, get to the website katedalyradio.com for a podcast of the show. You could share far and wide and open up a bigger debate on social media. It's always fun. Of course, hit the link that says Balance of Nature. Right now they're doing 30% off, and I take this, and it's been so good. I've been loving this, and I encourage you to as well. Take a hold of your health. Balance of Nature is a fantastic product, and I kept hearing the ads and being very, very intrigued as friends were taking this and having so much success with this. I have a friend that won't go without it. 15 years, I just will not go a day without it. And he's never sick. The guy is never sick. Anyway, so I started taking it. It's really great. You can get 30% off if you put in the code Kate. And it's right there on the website on the homepage. So order up, try it. I encourage you. You got to do it somehow and get a hold of your health. So we were just talking. David Hogg, do you remember him? He was the son of I went to high school with his father.
Did you?
I did. Yeah. I went to high school with his father, and he was a year ahead of me. And he was the FBI guy that was in charge of some behavioral training and just happened to have the son who just happened to not be at the shooting but rode his bike to the shooting and who just happened to be a new student at that Parkland school and who just happened to be the talking head for gun control. He says he's had 7 assassination attempts, right?
That's what
yep.
he said.
Yep, seven. My gosh, seven. More than the president. Wow, people. I don't know anyone that actually cares about David Hogg enough to do this.
He must have some really, really good protection service.
Really good protection.
To survive seven assassination attempts.
He's quite certain that he's had these. Tonight you're going to hear a lot about violence in America. It'll make David Hogg proud as he was assigned, as he went from his CNN intern job to Parkland student who's not 18, more like 24 years old, but who's counting, face of the school. Anyway, he's an interesting guy. Man, I should say. Not a kid. Man. And you're going to be hearing a lot about gun control tonight, and you're going to be hearing a lot of emotional pleas. I just wanted to remind that gun homicide rates have been down half since 1993. They peaked in 93. And then the sale of guns has gone up dramatically and is actually reduced crime because more people have them. When Obama became president, people did rush out to buy their guns because they knew gun control was coming and has been coming down the pike ever since. We've had a couple doozies even in the last couple of years. So just so we're all clear, and I know that you're probably totally understanding of this and already know this, I'm preaching to the choir, but it has absolutely gone down. It's halved since 93. But they're going to tell you that gun violence is up. And not one statistic, not even the FBI will support that, by the way. Thoughts on this tonight?
Yeah.
I'm just going to just want to cry if I have to watch them discuss this because they just lie.
No, I'm anxious to see how they're going to take my guns away. Swalwell's
the biggie. Love to see him do it. Yeah, Swalwell.
Yeah, he's the one that really just, I'm going to take your guns.
Yeah, guns are the problem. Are the problem, even though, I mean, my gosh, even the Post, even the Washington Post, the deliverer of propaganda, actually had to concede in several articles and say, well, we are getting it wrong. Yeah, it's gone down, but you won't hear that tonight. And is anyone going to call them on it? You think anyone will call them on it?
Not tonight.
Yeah. No. And the bigger question is, why do people believe this when this is so readily available by the shipload? You can see the numbers. I mean, it's not hidden, but why do people still think that we have more violence than ever? It always intrigues me is why people don't even...
Because that's what the mainstream media tells them.
Yeah. You can use the fairness algorithm for Google, and even they have to concede that the numbers have gone down. But you're gonna see these, and you're gonna get this ploy for gun control tonight. And it's always gonna come back to the schools as being the thing that's our big problem, even though it's not.
Yeah, they're all insane, Kate.
They are.
Did you hear what Beto O'Rourke said yesterday?
Mm-mm.
Said as president. He would impose a modest tax on citizens for each new war that we get into.
He
said that will get us out of the endless conflicts by taxing the Americans for the wars we're in.
Hmm.
He's brilliant.
The founders just have to be just rolling. I mean, that we landed here in 2019. We have people running for president with the most idiotic stances, the most criminal stances, the most just steeped in even just anti-American stances. It's almost just pathetic. Yet people will tune in. They'll watch this.
You know, though, taxing the citizens for war, if it works for Coca-Cola, why wouldn't it work for war?
Oh, man. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
So, Kate and Uncle Milky, does it feel like we're in that old story about the emperor's new clothes?
Yes. Yes. Every day. Yes. Oh, my gosh.
I think that's what this primary debate is actually going to end up being. Yeah. Who can tell the biggest lie that we can convince people of?
You're right.
Right?
Yeah. I actually agree with you on this. I do. It is. And I think that's what's so astounding is that they can just keep doing it bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and we just sit there and have to listen to that. And I don't see a majority of the country actually even tuning into this tonight. I don't.
Well, I hope not. The scary part is that just like the emperor in that story, there are those that are believing that they actually have clothes on. that these lies have something, you know, that they're real, that they're tangible.
Yeah.
And thankfully, we have a couple, you know, little kids that are, hey, they're not wearing any clothes.
Yeah.
But how do we help others to break their mind out of this whole, you know, fallacy that has been just, that's the whole game. So many different avenues have that fallacy playing over and over and over again. If you believe tell a lie so many times, it's going to be true.
Yep,
but
it's so true. Yeah, you're right.
Crazy.
You're right. Thank you for that. You know, it was interesting. I was watching the John Stossel, and John Stossel was talking about how Bernie's big idea, because this is the big idea moment, right, where they all try to get you to believe their big idea, and that the post office needed banking so that they could offer that because, you know, they've been so successful. Why not have banks there? And how they will just make so much money doing this. And, you know, the idea that government solves government problems, that more government solves government problems, is so idiotic and so past the mark that is the emperor with the new... That truly is the lie that will be told over and over. And it's going to be told by anyone running for office. Anyone. I don't care what level. More government solves government problems.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I would just love to hear from somebody that can walk this back to principle that says that more government doesn't. It would be refreshing, wouldn't it? Don't you just long for somebody to just tell the truth? And we're surrounded by lies from government that, you know, people say, you know, I have it out for government. Well, my answer to that is, why are you believing everything they're tossing at you? And I don't understand why people believe that they're there to solve your problems. They've never been successful at solving anything.
I don't know why they believe anything they hear anymore. Mm-hmm. Matthew Dowd.
Yeah.
Matthew Dowd said today that he believes Hillary was right calling half of America deplorable.
Really? Which half? Was she calling out her own supporter?
No, that back when she called us Trump supporters deplorable.
I know.
But he really thinks she did the right thing.
Really?
That's what he said.
Oh, man. I just don't know how much more wacky they could get. If Biden says he's going to cure cancer, if Biden is promising these things and people are actually responding to these things, you got to know that the lies are so over the top now. I can't imagine a thinking person, a person with an actual brain, would actually have that enter the brain and make sense of any kind. At some point, you got to say these people are offering everything in the vending machine, you know, during the lunch hour at school. I mean, they're promising everything to you. Everything. There has to be somebody with some common sense.
What would happen? Let's just be really out there. One of these people gets elected to the presidency, defeats Trump.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen when the people find out their promises don't mean squat this time?
Yeah.
Because they've gotten so big.
Mm-hmm.
It's free everything. Nobody in America is going to have to work anymore.
Yes.
We're going to feed you. We're going to house you. Mm-hmm. We're going to educate you. We're going to give you medical care. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is vote.
Yep. And all done on the premise of, I think we can all agree that we need to be involved in blank, whatever that is, medicine, healthcare.
Right.
I think we can all agree.
I like that saying.
Yeah, I do too. It always gets me. Yes, I don't think that a lot of people think that. And so when I get told that in an election cycle, when I get told that here's the baseline. Now, we all have to agree on the baseline, right? No, we don't. So that's always one of my favorites. And then of course, the pulling at emotional heartstrings for what we need to do. The right is guilty of this, too. I'm not giving them a pass on this just by pointing out what the left's doing. But the left is the one having the debate tonight. That's why we're having this conversation.
Yeah.
So I always find it interesting when they go for the emotion they go for the emotion, and that we need to do our part for the poor. I was reading again last night. They were still trying to point to food insecurity, and I laughed because I thought about our conversation, yeah. this hour that we did, and food insecurity. They can't say because it's literally that big of a lie to say that people are starving in America. Just food insecurity. They might be a little worried about their next meal, but we don't have people starving. And so, but they're going to make a case for the poor, and they're going to make you out to be the bad guy tonight. Mm-hmm. And they're going to say that you're not very giving and caring, and that you need to do a little bit more in the way of socialism to help out with that.
And they have some evidence, actually, because I understand there's like almost 6 million less people on food stamps mm-hmm, now. Mm-hmm. And they can now honestly say that there's 6 million more people in danger of starvation.
In danger. Watch the wording tonight, right? The wording is always so funny to me because they really do have to walk around some of it, because there gets to a point where the lies are so big that they do have to walk around it with language.
Oh, yeah.
So they get real tricky.
They change the definitions. They use words incorrectly. Mm-hmm. Whatever they can do to justify what they're saying.
Yes. And just keep in mind, they had to create this from 1960 when things were going awfully well, in order to bring, you can't bring in socialism without a base to be at the heartstrings of that. You can't.
That's
you just
right.
can't do it. So they had to get us to a place like tonight where that's the main camp. That's the main issue where they're going to be pulling at your heartstrings. And what's funny about it is actually the right on giving is far better at giving than the left ever is. But they're going to pull at the heartstrings and tell everybody that they have to do their part and that this is the way forward. And these are all going to be poised as new ideas, new and fresh. And let's package this turd up again so that it looks really pretty and put a new bow on it. I always can't wait to see the bow. What color bow will it be tonight? Well, if you can stomach it without throwing up too much, I think it's on tonight.
Ugh. I'm watching.
Oh, gosh. I don't know if I can. Anyway, you'll have to fill me in. I can't stomach it anymore. I can't stomach any of these debates anymore. Nobody cares about liberty anymore, or the Constitution. Be back tomorrow, and great conversations tomorrow. Can't wait. Thanks, Uncle Milty.
Uh-huh.
And everybody have a great night. Be faithful. Be fearless. Go to katedallyradio.com.